Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Deuteronomy 28 describes the blessing and the curse of the law. The blessing for keeping the law and the curse for not keeping the law. And there's some specific language that a lot of times people in our camps tend to avoid. But the Bible is right. There's no need to avoid something because you don't understand it. We're going to touch on some of that, I think, tonight. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. It shall come to pass, he said, if you'll hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all the commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings, oh, somebody say blessings, blessings, shall come on you and overtake you. Praise God. That's like a blessing just running over you. It caught you and run over you. But it didn't hurt you. It just blessed you. Somebody says, what happened to you? You're like, you got hit. I got hit by the blessing truck. I was just going along and wham. And look at all these blessings. Hallelujah. All these blessings will come on you and overtake you if you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, a note to make here is for them to enjoy the blessing and get free from the curse, they had to obey the command. And they did not succeed, for the most part, in doing this. And so the scripture, Galatians 3, goes into detail about that, that the man, you know, that the law was not of faith, that the person that did them would live by them. But Christ has achieved what we couldn't achieve through having to keep the commandments. He has done it for us and then given it to us. But that doesn't mean it's okay for us to disobey, to violate what we know is right. And the way we qualify today is not by keeping specifically the commandments and the statutes. But now, that doesn't mean that it's now okay to violate the Ten Commandments.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
Is it okay now because we're in Christ to kill?
No.
Because we're not under the law?
No.
Or steal?
No.
Or lie?
No.
We're actually getting into some pretty significant things right here. Hold your place. Go to Galatians. Anybody like the scriptures? Oh my. Oh, thank you, Father. The answers, all the answers are here. All of them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 5 and 16. Well, if we're not keeping the law, what are we supposed to be doing now? Walking in the Spirit is what we do. He said, I say then, walk in the Spirit and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The laws were given to deter people yielding to wrong desires and wrong things. But it wasn't successful, because if you're not born again and you don't have the Spirit, you lack the power. to overcome. So people kept yielding and yielding, and so animal sacrifice was implemented. People were sinning right and left, so people could come and offer sacrifice of the animals, and that animal blood could not take away sin. It could not cleanse the conscience. It could only cover it for a year, and then remembrance was made again, typifying what would happen when our sacrifice, Jesus, went with His own blood into the Holy of Holies and offered a sacrifice that could not just cover, but cleanse. Cleanse the conscience. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why we don't continue to do animal sacrifice today, because the ultimate and the final sacrifice has been made.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus, our Passover, is sacrificed for us, and His blood has paid it all. There doesn't need to be any other sacrifices. He said, walk in the flesh, spirit. What are y'all laughing about? Walk in the spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts or has a strong desire against the spirit. The spirit, a strong desire against the flesh. They're contrary the one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Now get this, verse 18. But if, everybody say if.
Yeah.
If you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law.
Hallelujah.
Let me say it like this. You're not under the law what? If you're led by the Spirit. Now, as part of the law, let's just talk about the Ten Commandments. How many understand if you're lying, you're not being led by the Spirit? If you're stealing, you're not being led by the Spirit. Because when that thought and that temptation pulled on you to steal, if you're really born again, the Holy Spirit inside you checked you.
Yes.
No, don't do that. Right? You had to ignore that and override that. People say, well, we're not under the law anymore. It's not because the law is not good. It's still right. Thou shalt not kill, shalt not steal, shalt not lie. That's still good. That's still right. And you don't say, well, we're not under the law, so everything's okay for us. No, no. We've come up to a higher way of functioning.
Yes.
And if we're led by the Spirit, we don't have to have a list of do's and don'ts, because the author of the book is inside us. Come on, can you see this? He's quickening to us, do this, don't do this, right?
Yes.
And if we're following Him, we won't be breaking the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
We won't be violating what that was given for. It's not that that's done away with, because and now we can do anything we want to. No, that was right. It's always right.
Amen.
We've just come up to a higher way of doing things.
Amen.
Everything in the new covenant is tied to being led by the Spirit. Everything. The answer to 1,001 questions every day is
be led.
As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He communicates with us if we'll listen. He's inside. So the way we keep confidence and the way we're able to walk in our redemption is to listen to the Spirit.
Yes.
Listening to Him and following Him will keep us out of condemnation.
Yes.
Condemnation will undermine our faith and make us susceptible to the works of the enemy, even though we've been redeemed. Why'd you say that? Well, you didn't like that part? All you got to do is look around. There are millions and millions of people living in sin and death and defeat. Although Jesus has already paid the price. Is that right?
Yes.
For all their sins. Why? There are millions of Christians who are having regular panic attacks, even though Jesus has given us His personal peace.
Amen.
He said, "My peace I give to you." And He took the chastisement of our peace upon Him and purchased and paid for us to walk in total peace. Is that right?
Yes.
And millions of Christians are suffering from all manner of sickness and disease and debilitating problems. Well, somebody says, well, if it was God's will for us to be healed, we'd be healed. Well, then if it's God's will for people to be saved, they'd be saved. It's done whether anybody receives it or not. But everything that God has given us that's been bought and paid for by Jesus, it doesn't just fall on you automatically. You have to believe it, and you have to
receive it.
And that requires faith. And if you ignore what the Lord is directing you to do, that undermines your faith. And anything that messes with your faith is going to mess with your life. This is actually an answer to a lot of things here in Galatians concerning grace versus law. It's not a matter that we're done. If you're not going to be led by the Spirit, you ought to at least be led by the Ten Commandments. Right? Somebody said, well, that don't apply to me anymore. If you're being led by the Spirit, you're not going to violate those things. But if you're not going to be led by the Spirit, you ought to at least listen to the Ten Commandments. No, it's not a matter of doing away of all that because it wasn't good. It was right. Can you imagine when God wrote something with His finger in stone that is right? That it's always going to be right?
Yes.
But you and I, having been born again, having the author of the book come to live inside us, we can walk a higher way. And verse 18 says, Galatians 5:18, if, everybody say if. If you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me